Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, I guess, if you love the idea of comic book superheroes brought to the big screen. There's a brand new superhero, somebody who has been featuring comic books since 1939. It's a long time. Known as the Blue Beetle. Why is he known as the Blue Beetle? Well, because there's an ancient scarab, an alien ancient piece of jewelry, an amulet, that transforms his body, and, well, we'll review that movie. Big new movie with Susan Sarandon and George Lopez, among others, plus a whole cast of younger Latino stars. We will be reviewing Blue Beetle coming up. We'll also be talking about a brand new effort, which is very serious. It involves distinguished legal scholars from some of the top law schools in the country who are trying to bring a case up to the Supreme Court that would disqualify Trump from even being a candidate based upon a clause in the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. The headline, Forget the Trump Trials, he might already be ineligible for 2024. But before we get to that, we do have someone who is eligible for our classic call of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner. The winner is a caller named Sarah from Chicago, who called in June 2010 during the Barack Obama era. She's not so kindly oriented toward Republicans as this caller. Listen.
I just want to say your show is like a comedy show. I don't know what you think of your audience or whatever, but you never tell the truth in any story. Thank you for the laugh. Why is it that the Republicans can rape and pillage the American people and our country and get away with it? You guys are morons.
You're a moron.
You say you're American? You're not American. You're greedy bastards. Only what's good for you and your family. It's about time the American people wake up. You are no good for the country. No Republican is good for the United States of America. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Okay,
and what you say, Sarah, and what you do. If you're going to be on the radio, if you're going to spout what you're going to spout, at least be fair and give both sides of the story. But you can't, because when people run about what the Republicans are, they literally turn to the corner and they throw up.
Wasteful pork barrel and earmark spending is a disgrace. These tax cuts need to be made permanent.
Sometimes I pull over on the side of the road because you're hysterical what you say.
Do you think things are going well in the United States right now?
They're getting better. Are they well? No. We have been left. I know. We don't want to bring them up. Cheney, Bush, the Republicans have left the United States and America.
Sarah,
in an awful,
Sarah,
awful situation.
Sarah, I understand.
And we are literally, literally trying to do better. You're a bald-faced liar. The Republicans can rape and pillage. You say you're American? You're not American. You're greedy bastards. You guys are morons. You rape and pillage. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Okay,
Sarah. And what you say, Sarah, and what you do.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
This came through in 2010. So the hatred and demonization of the Republican Party, of which I am proud to be a member, that hatred and indignation did not begin under Donald Trump. This, again, was following the rule of two terms of George W. Bush, the beginning of Obama's two terms. Meanwhile, will there be a second term for Donald Trump? Well, not if Professor Edward B. Foley of Ohio State University Law School and some of his colleagues, William Boddy of the University of Chicago Law School and Michael Stokes Paulson of the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, the law school there, they are all saying that none of the criminal proceedings are against Donald Trump, even if he is convicted, can constitutionally stop him from running in and winning next year's election. In other words, even if he is locked up somewhere, which is very, very unlikely, but even if he's sitting in a prison cell, he can still run for president and he can still win the presidency. But there is a serious argument, writes Professor Foley in the Washington Post, but there is a serious argument that separate from any criminal charges, Trump is constitutionally disqualified from returning to the White House because of his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the Capitol. And if the Constitution bars him from the presidency, then he's not entitled to be on the ballot. And it becomes the job of state election officials to keep him off. Two prominent conservative scholars have added their voices and, more important, their extensive analysis of the relevant historical record in support of this argument. They conclude that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which was adopted after the Civil War to prohibit former federal office holders who joined the Confederacy from holding office again, applies broadly to any, quote, insurrection or rebellion against the United States, and not solely to the South's secession from the Union. The Supreme Court has not ruled on these issues. The 2024 campaign is underway, with Trump far ahead in national polls of Republican voters and in polls of all registered voters, running even against President Biden in a potential general election matchup. That is all true. For the sake of the nation's system of self-government, the Supreme Court must settle the question of whether Trump constitutionally can be president again before the Republican convention is held next July. Ideally, this case would be settled before the primaries begin in January. Now, how would it be settled? How would it even be brought up? First of all, what this Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says is it bars those who had taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States from holding office if they then, quote, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. In other words, if it's one of the reasons I never use the term insurrection. I believe that the riots in the Capitol building were criminal. They were horrible. But was it an insurrection? Was this an attempt to overthrow the entire government of the United States? It seems to me that it's going to be a tough case to make. Here's what Professor Foley and his colleagues And there's more about this coming here. They want a Secretary of State, a Democrat, to basically take Trump's name off the ballot so it will get to the Supreme Court immediately. How would that work? We will get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the mic. Michael Medved Show, talking about the drive by a number of leaders of the legal profession, including some very prominent people and some people with credibility in leading law schools, suggesting that no trials are necessary with or without those trials, with or without the various charges against President Trump, the indictments that he is facing. He is already ineligible to be a candidate because of a section of the Constitution. That's the 14th Amendment. What they were trying to do when they passed the 14th Amendment was there had been very prominent people, like a vice president of the United States, a former president of the United States, who had taken part in the Confederacy. And they were part of an insurrection. And they wanted to make sure that those people, without a special authorization by the Congress of the United States, because they had participated in an insurrection, they should be banned from ever running for office again. And Professor Foley and his colleagues are arguing that Donald Trump participated in an insurrection, and therefore he should not be allowed to have his name on the ballot. Ideally, writes Professor Foley of Ohio State, this case would be settled before the primaries begin in January. Realistically, however, that might not be possible. As long as the Supreme Court resolves this issue before the Republican delegates meet in Milwaukee for their presidential nomination convention, their party can avoid nominating a candidate who is constitutionally ineligible for the presidency. How then to get the case properly before the Supreme Court in time? Lawsuits on behalf of voters are already being planned. Great. But for technical reasons concerning the jurisdictions of the courts, it would be preferable if a state election official, such as a Secretary of State, made a preliminary administrative ruling of Trump's constitutionally ineligibility and then sought judicial confirmation of this determination in state court. Consistent with due process, Trump and voters who want him on the ballot would be entitled to challenge this administrative decision in court. Whichever way the state court ruled could be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, whose decision would be binding on all the states. Okay, here is the difficulty. The difficulty is there is no definitive definition of the term insurrection. And part of what the advocates for this idea are trying to do is to go to the idea of originalism. And suggesting that when people described insurrection, that somehow what happened on January 6th would meet that description. The reason I don't think it would is because it was not organized as the Confederacy was. The Confederacy was able at one time or another to have a million different people in uniform fighting for the existence of that particular insurrection. It was extremely well organized. That wasn't true, and certainly Trump's role in it wasn't public or direct, as were the roles of a former Vice President of the United States, John C. Breckinridge, who became a Confederate general, or a former President of the United States, John Tyler, who became a Confederate senator in the Confederate Congress. This idea is so desperate and it's so distracting, and people should be aware of it. The difficulty is that the new article, this is a big law review article, examining the historical evidence illuminating the meaning of the provisions at great length using the methods of originalism. The article draws, among other things, on contemporaneous dictionary definitions, other provisions of the Constitution using similar language, the especially strong evidence from 1860s Civil War era political and legal usage of nearly the precise same terms, and the early enforcement of the provision. Okay, but it doesn't apply to what happened on that one day, January 6th. Fighting against America, taking up arms against our country, which is what Confederates did, is very different from what is described here. One of the other outs on this is that in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, it says that if two-thirds of the Congress votes to authorize someone, even if that individual has participated in an insurrection, he can be on the ballot. Now, of course, it's very unlikely that President Trump would get two-thirds vote, which is what he would need in both houses of Congress. So the point about all of this is that for people who don't want Donald Trump to return to the White House, and I believe that is, at the moment at least, it is a majority of Americans who do not want Donald Trump to return to the White House. A majority of Republicans, yes, they do. But of Americans at large, no. But the way to prevent Donald Trump from not returning to the White House is to vote against him, to find somebody else credible and preferable to vote for. And that's part of what's so important about these debates coming up. But the idea that he's going to be stopped by these lawsuits, by an attempt to keep his name off the ballot in one of the states, the state they're focused on at most is Michigan, which is a state that flipped from Republican control to Democratic control recently. Well, this all is not helping the general situation. I'll tell you what else does not help the general situation is the idea of conspiracy theories that have emerged about the terrible fires in Maui. So far, our coverage, this is from PolitiFact, our coverage of the deadliest U.S. blaze in a century has been spent knocking down conspiracy theories about how the fire in Maui was started. We found several social media posts using an image to make claims about a laser beam coming down from the heavens to start the Hawaii fires. This sounds like Marjorie Taylor Greene with her, Jewish space lasers. Really? Direct energy weapons such as lasers, radio frequency devices, and high-powered microwaves are real. And the U.S. and other governments are exploring using them for military purposes. But those weapons are not depicted in the Hawaii claim. One photo showing a ground fire and a beam of light in the sky above has been circulating online and other baseless claims since 2018. The same speaker in a different Instagram video uses several realer planned events to support a baseless claim that the Hawaii fires were purposely set. Why? Okay, this is so bizarre, but then again, it is out there. We will get to that. We'll also be reviewing Blue Beetle coming up on the MedMed Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
I want to thank you for your leadership, and I say it again, for your courage
that brought us together.
That is brand new audio from President Biden as he holds a joint news conference after hosting a summit at Camp David with the leaders of Japan and South Korea.
Unwavering in our unity and unmatched in our resolve. This is not about a day, a week, or a month. This is about decades and decades of relationships that we're building.
The president saying the world is standing at an inflection point, the meeting focusing on China.
I look forward to working with both of you ahead.
And the head of emergency management in Maui has resigned after admitting he didn't sound the alarms alerting to the wildfires sweeping across the island.
Herman Andea's resignation came one day after he defended his decision to not activate those sirens. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Conspiracy theories, well, about everything in America right now, at a time when there's such a sour mood in our country with so many people convinced that we are moving in the wrong direction, that the future is dark and gloomy and menacing. In any event, there is a conspiracy theory that's written about in PolitiFact. And evaluated in PolitiFact. They rate the theory as false. But a speaker in an Instagram video uses several real or planned events to support a baseless claim that the Hawaii fires were purposely set so the federal government could remake Maui as a smart island, which is something like a smart city. Now, what is a smart city? And no, I'm not going to say Bellevue, Washington. It's not a specific city. A smart city is an idea where you use technology to collect data to help the cities run more efficiently, such as improving transportation or electric grids. As evidence of the smart island plot, the video cites a smart city conference that was held in January. You know where the conference was held? In Maui. The concept of smart cities was among many topics researchers broached at a January conference in Maui, but the research was not specific to Maui. We rate the claim false. Staying with the smart thread, some social media users presented a shortened clip of Governor Josh Green of Hawaii to falsely claim that his comments show a state plan to usher in smart cities. They have not apparently in real life been talking about smart cities. An Instagram video showed a clip of Governor Green talking to TV news reporters in Lahaina and saying, I'm already thinking about ways for the state to acquire that land so that we can put it into workforce housing, he said in the clip. The Instagram video then cuts to a man speaking from a TikTok video who says, let me get this straight. The houses burned down. Most of the trees are fine. The government's talking about how to acquire the land and turn it into smart homes. Am I understanding correctly? A lot of the conspiracy theories have to do with the fact that trees survived better than homes. And they point out that wildfire experts say it's common for trees, utility poles, and more isolated features to remain standing even as wildfires destroy other structures in the same area. Lee Freelich, who is director of the University of Minnesota Center for Forest Ecology, said structures such as trees and utility poles are less likely to be consumed by wildfire flames because heat can escape to the atmosphere. They are exposed to flames for less time than things in an enclosed space like a home. In any event, it's an unspeakable tragedy. And, of course, you can sympathize with Maui residents, like this resident of Lahaina. This is clip six, who was speaking on CNN and was insulted by the limited relief he's received so far from FEMA. Listen.
Are you getting enough help from the government tonight?
My parents received a check for $700, which was a slap in the face. This $700 was given by the government, and I feel like it's not enough. Living in Hawaii, you spend groceries, you know, everything is so expensive. Groceries can be as much as $700 just for one grocery run, and it's not enough. And right now, the Maui community is helping the Maui community. And it's really affecting me because where is the president? He decides to come here this week to come here next week. I mean, like, aren't we Americans too? Like, we're part of the United States, but why are we getting put in the back pocket? Why are we being ignored? And I feel like these families need aid right away.
And there obviously are some efforts to get aid, but this is one of those other things. This goes to a column that we're going to be covering on Monday. Kimberly Strassel has written about the unelectable candidate for president. And no, she's not talking about Donald Trump. She's talking about Joe Biden. And anyone who thinks that this entire matter of the federal involvement with Lahaina and the destruction, the unspeakable destruction there, that this has been well handled by the Biden administration is someone who isn't paying attention. And why would you not be paying attention? Well, because people are too preoccupied with the Trump prosecutions. Either people who favor those prosecutions or are appalled by them. Bill Barr, the former attorney general, and he was attorney general also under the first President Bush, then returned to the Department of Justice, older and wiser. At least he says he was older and wiser. Bill Barr talked about the likely outcome of some of these trials that President Trump is facing. Clip two.
I think when push comes to shove, it'll be clear that there are other candidates who can win decisively. But, you know, I think the chances are that he will be convicted on some counts. And
you see him doing jail time.
But I don't think that translates into jail time.
Why?
Because I think, if I was attorney general and we were prosecuting, for example, on the documents case, which is a righteous case, I wouldn't want to see a former president in jail. I think a very substantial penalty would serve the public interest, but putting him in jail has too many collateral bad impacts on the country. So I think that's probably where it would end up.
Okay, and then this about his experience in the Justice Department and working together with Trump's own lawyers. Listen to clip four.
Look, I wanted to know when it came down that you were, you know, the loyal attorney general, and then you just said, all right, enough is enough, because you resigned. The president, I said he fired you, but you resigned. Yeah. But what do you think of that?
I resigned on December 14th because I thought that at that point the state votes were certified, and that was the end of the legal process.
Right.
And I also didn't like the way he was spouting the big lie. I thought that was irresponsible. But he took it much further than even I expected or anyone expected. And during this time, he was being told by lawyers in the White House that if he kept on doing this, he would spend the rest of his life tangling with the criminal justice process. And that's exactly what's happened. He shouldn't be surprised, and no one else should be surprised. Well,
no one else should be surprised. That's Bill Barr speaking to Neil Cavuto. There is more. He actually also estimates a timeline for these various trials. President Trump has suggested, his lawyers have suggested, that they bring him to trial in April of 2025, which of course is after the election. The one thing that I think all Americans should agree on is it's to no one's advantage to drag this process on. It should be settled. And again, settled, it's very complicated, it's not simple, but settled in an appropriate legal manner. I had mentioned before that there is at least some suggestion that it would be best for the country if we could work out a plea bargain involving the former president. What exactly would that mean? We'll give you some of those thoughts by an attorney coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
A Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Things about the turn toward a weekend, or for those of us who take the Sabbath seriously, a turn toward Sabbath day, day of rest, it's a day of perspective. And particularly on a day like today, where here in Seattle we've had extremely hot weather, very unseasonable. I know, there's climate change. Today it's less, and it's cool, and it's beautiful. And it's wonderful. And there are reasons to feel grateful. There is also this. And this is a letter that appeared in the New York Times. But it's interesting enough to share, it seems to me. It's by a writer named David Love from Newton Center, Massachusetts. That's just a prominent suburb of Boston. And he writes, I'm a proud liberal Democrat and one of those Harvard Law School graduates. Republicans love to hate. Yet as much as I think Donald Trump deserves to spend significant jail time, I harbor serious doubts about what it will take to get there. The country and Mr. Trump himself might be best served by a plea deal, if that is even possible. The country badly needs to be rid of Mr. Trump and Trumpism. The Republican Party badly needs a restart, and even if Mr. Trump must now realize the likelihood that one of the impending trials could well result in jail time, there's nothing like the thought of a jail cell to focus the mind. We can expect years of little else in the press, years of appeals and most likely an appeal in a Republican-dominated Supreme Court on the meaning of free speech. America needs less of this, not more. Is a plea deal possible? Normally, prosecutors would insist on an admission of guilt, but we could settle for less to be rid of this constant and continued stain on our national and international reputation, as well as the divided public and a paralyzed national politics. David Love writes, I would settle for an admission of responsibility for inappropriate actions and inactions, a bar from seeking political office, and home confinement. It's not adequate, but it could be enough. Otherwise, the national consensus could crack, if it has not already done so, and that's not good for anyone. It's a divisive and a dangerous time and needs to end. This could be the quickest way. It's not going to be quick because it's not one agency and it's not one jurisdiction that is prosecuting President Trump. There are four of them so far. There's the Atlanta and New York City and Washington, D.C. and Miami. And basically, what there needs to be is a political deal that would probably involve some kind of pardon in return for at least some acknowledgement on the part of the former president that he handled some of these situations badly. The documents, for instance, are quite, it should be easy to get at least some concession there rather than bringing that entire matter to trial. This is worth talking about next week. I will tell you what we need to talk about now is the very latest big new movie from Hollywood. Okay, it is true that usually August is not a time when you have the finest of the fine movies coming out. I mean, we did that in July. But there's something about August and the dog days of summer. And Blue Beetle is a film made based upon a comic book character who had different names. One of the names was Jaime Reyes, and he was supposed to be a Latino. And the Blue Beetle started in 1939, then finally moved over to DC Comics. So he's part of the DC universe, and there's now this big Warner Brothers film. And Jaime Reyes is played by actually a very likable, charismatic young actor named Jolo Mardueña. And he gets off the plane in a city that maybe is supposed to be like Miami, but it's not even clear that it's in the United States. It's called Palmera City. And it's a city that is largely Hispanic. And a lot of the dialogue in this movie is actually in Spanish with pretty easy-to-read subtitles. But when this kid comes home from college, first person in his family with a college degree, he sees that his family is being turned out of their home, and he goes to the corporate headquarters of an evil corporation that's headed by Susan Sarandon. And it appears to be a bigoted corporation, too. They don't like Mexican Americans or wherever they're supposed to be. And while he is there involved with this corporation, he accidentally takes possession of a blue amulet, which is mystical and magical, and turns him, enters his body and begins to fuse with it, that makes him the Blue Beetle. Okay. Now, does this sound complicated to you? It's plenty complicated. But a lot of the movie is full of screaming and pain and torture and suffering as he is periodically transformed into the Blue Beetle, a great big bug that you may want to squish. Listen.
Everything right now feels so out of reach.
You always land on your feet, bro. You're Jaime.
What the hell is that?
How did you get it to do that?
I think he likes me.
Host acquired.
Who said that?
Free entry systems ready.
Wait, what is going on?
Sometimes it does what you want and sometimes it doesn't.
Whatever you can imagine, I can create.
Okay, and what has been created here is a talking suit. Superhero suit. The special effects are splashy, but annoying and repetitive. The acting is fairly appalling, frankly. George Lopez plays Uncle Rudy, who is a technological whiz of some kind. There is, for some reason, an American corporate princess who becomes the love interest, who's played by a Brazilian actress named Bruna Marquezine. And this is a PG-13 film. Some of the battle scenes are not so much imaginative as just bizarre. And including one in which the Blue Beetle has a bus drive over him and the bus splits down the middle and it makes no sense. There's also one of the more annoying film scores of recent years. I can't think of another recent film where I've checked my watch so many times waiting for the two-hour running time to be over. 1.5 stars for Blue Beetle, and it will give you only a case of blues. The most positive headline I've seen in terms of reviews of Blue Beetle was in the Seattle Times. It says, Blue Beetle is really quite bad. Got that right, but in a good way. I don't see the good way. It's extraordinary and not a film that is worth the time investment. 1.5 stars for Blue Beetle. Today is also a day when Rosalynn Carter marked her 96th birthday at home with the former president, butterflies and ice cream. Today is former First Lady Rosalynn Carter's 96th birthday after former President Jimmy Carter was placed in hospice care earlier this year. The pair will celebrate together in their home in Plains, Georgia. Jimmy Carter is often out of bed first, waiting in his recliner for his wife to emerge, Mary Jordan writes for the Washington Post. Rosalynn comes in the room and makes a beeline for this chair and bends over and kisses him, said Jill Stuckey, a close friend. They spend many hours sitting side by side. Jimmy Carter has now lived longer than any other U.S. president. The couple's 77-year marriage is in the presidential record books, too. Never count Jimmy Carter out, said Gerald Rafshoon, who's Carter's White House spokesman. When he sets a goal, he gets there. Happy birthday to Rosalynn Carter. And happy August to all of us to enjoy the warmth, if not the heat, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.